Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Ordinary Joe's Town Talk with Joey Chapman. And I'm also co-hosted today by Ryan Sowers. Good to see you.
Thank you, Joey.
Super excited today. We're powered by our town, Gwinnett Magazine, and we're broadcasting live on the End Results Radio Network inside the Perimeter Roofing Studios from Country Inn and Suites by Radisson Hotel in beautiful downtown Stone Mountain, Georgia. Super excited today to have Lawrence Williams with us, and we're just going to call you Coach Lawrence from now on. So glad you're here.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, and thank you, guys.
You are the minister to students at New Mercies Church.
Yep.
As well as you help on the Parkview football team, coach ninth grade, and the 9U team at the park, Mountain
yep.
Park Park.
Yep.
And also, you have My Brand,
yep.
which we're going to talk about, your business.
So, yes, sir.
And I think all that correlates. And
it does.
We're excited to talk about it today.
Thank you. Thank you. Really glad to be here, man.
So let's start off just by giving us some bio information on yourself. I know you're from Decatur, Georgia.
Yep.
Beautiful downtown Decatur. Not yep. far away from here.
Yes, indeed. I'm from around, I know if you guys are familiar with like Wesley Chapel area. That's where I grew up. Yeah. DeKalb County Schools. I went to school back when they had the M&M program. And back in the early 90s, my dad was a principal out at Dunwoody High School.
Okay.
And so and instead of going to Southwest DeKalb, which was my home school, I ended up going to Dunwoody. Okay. And played sports there. And, you know, back at that time, we would catch an activity bus from playing sports. It would take you back to your home school. And so those guys were getting out of football practice at the time. You know, out of Southwest DeKalb, they would see us coming from Dunwoody or Lakeside and Chambly, and like, hey, y'all should be playing here, you know. And that's, so, you know,
I remember that.
It was always good love. One of my best buddies is Quincy Carter.
Oh yeah,
He and I do a whole lot together with young people.
Where did Quincy play?
He played at Southwest DeKalb, right. Played at Georgia, and then played with the Cowboys. Okay. He's doing a whole lot of great stuff for young people. And even in the recovery realm, doing a whole lot of great stuff. Love that guy. So still have some good relationships back from Decatur, man.
Yeah. I was just thinking Quincy, he was an Atlanta guy. I remember Georgia. I remember Dallas. But yep. I was trying to say, okay. And then
he actually beat Parkview in 95 for the state championship.
Wow. Okay, now
that 95 year.
So I've lived in Parkview, and Joey has, but we both are Tucker guys.
Oh,
so
okay.
We went to Tucker. So whenever I was late 80s, early, you know, I finished in what? I'm dating myself, 91. But I remember the whole program. And I had friends yep. at Dunwoody
yep.
and all that. Yep. So,
yeah, buddy.
All years. I'm not dating myself, audience. All right. Joey's show. I'm done. Yeah.
No, that's great. I remember the same thing. That's really cool. And yes, I'm sure you had a great experience at Dunwoody.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad was a principal there.
That's so yeah. Cool. So it was a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. How about your mom?
Yeah, both of my parents were educators. Okay. And then in the around the early 90s, she ended up she left the education. Her and my dad took a leap faith. This is kind of where that entrepreneurial spirit was kind of in my family. They started a daycare center in the city of Atlanta. And it grew. My dad ended up retiring from DeKalb County, and it grew into a private school that went up to, I believe it went up to sixth grade.
Wow.
And it was called New Generation. They did it for 30 years. They ended up having another one in Lithonia, Georgia. Kind of one of my biggest regrets, my sister and I both were that we didn't take it on, you know.
Yeah.
It was really supposed to be a family business, but we spent it into something different now that we're doing with it. Sold the actual physical buildings, but still, you know, leading people to open up child care centers and getting the education behind becoming a director or owner. It's still the bloodline of the daycare center is still there.
That's so cool. And you have siblings as well?
Yep, I have one sister, younger
okay,
sister.
One sister.
Yep,
that's
yep,
right.
yep.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yes, so. Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Awesome. Good deal, man. Well, thanks for sharing that. And so give us some background as far as like how did you get into the ministry?
Oh, man, that is that's a story. I never saw that happening. My dad was a minister.
Okay.
And of course, there were two things I said I was never going to do that I ended up doing. And it was because my family did it, you know. Both of my parents were educators. My dad was a minister. And I said, I'm never doing either one of those things. And I was in the education system for about 12 years. And then I became a minister really it was something that I was not expecting. It was really one of those things that slapped me in my face, you know. Working in the education system, working with students, and really finding that passion. And, you know, finding myself enough. I actually got to New Mercy's in 2003, the year after they opened. And the pastor was my neighbor. And you know, he invited me to the church and went. I think I started in that summer and ended up joining by the end of the summer. And, man, it was just the family that was there. I ended up meeting my wife there. My wife and I worked in the youth ministry together. And ended up meeting my wife there. And, man, it's really been a life-changing experience going and joining New Mercies.
That's so cool.
It's really been a life-changing experience there. Awesome. So really, really big, huge shout out to Pastor Jesse Kearney, the third pastor there.
And he's still there. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So guys, still there.
So y'all had a long run together. That's
yeah.
Really great.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes, indeed. He is family. That's my family. His family is my family.
Very cool. And y'all are in such a strategic location, I think.
Yeah, it's a really good one. You know, have people really from all over the metro Atlanta area, but definitely DeKalb and Gwinnett County. You know, most of our members are. And really it's just a good community that we get to serve, too, to be honest. I love the community that we get to serve.
Absolutely. Yep. Let's talk a little bit about Parkview football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know we had a real disappointing loss this past week.
Oh, man. Listen, I haven't been that disappointed as a coach in a long time. You know, sometimes it's not about the X's and O's, but about the Bobbies and Joes and what's ticking in there. And, you know, sometimes it's not always ticking the way you want it to. And, man, you know, seeing us lose a game that you know we really should have won and it was for the region, you know, so we kind of find ourselves in a pickle, but a pickle that we can eat.
Sure.
You know, facing Colquitt, going down there Friday. So I think we got a really good game plan.
Is that a first round?
First round. Okay. Yeah, so we got the fourth seed in our region and Colquitt's first in their seed. So, you know, I told some of the guys, I said, hey, we were bound to catch a big dog at some point during the playoffs. We might as well get them first.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I think they're really up for the challenge. They kind of got rejuvenated. Monday was a really, really great practice. One of the, you know, most intense and you know, kind of joyful practices we've had this season. Yep.
Well, and one other thing I want to talk about, and of course, this is so funny because we talked to Eric right before he left. And
my buddy. That's my buddy, man.
Eric's a great guy.
That's my guy.
And we said we love Eric so much, but we were so glad that we beat North Gwinnett.
Oh, man. Listen, man. That was it was such an emotional game.
Yeah, it was.
From beginning to end, and even in the end, I went to hug his son, Jake, and, you know, Jake and my son grow up together. They're in the same grade. And actually, I coached him in the U.S. Army bowl game last year, and I was so excited because I was like, "Now I'm gonna finally get to coach you," you know, in high school. And then he ends up leaving, and so after the game, he's bawling, crying, and he's just on my shoulder, and I'm like, "Man, like it's a really bittersweet moment right here."
I saw his son was he defensive player of the week?
Yeah,
last week.
Yeah, he was, yeah, man. That's awesome. The kid is, man, he's a ball player.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He is a ball player.
So
he's definitely somebody that we want to keep our eyes on. He's gonna do some special stuff. So.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Special family.
Great
too,
family.
Really. Yeah.
And then we of course recently interviewed Joey and
buddy, Coach Sturdivant, man. Hey.
So I was just going to say, do you see some differences in coaching style and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean any of this to be critical.
Oh, no.
I'm just curious.
Oh, no. No, it's very different.
Noticed.
Very different. You know, both guys are passionate about Parkview. That's the number one thing that both of those guys have. You know, Sturdivant definitely is more of a accountability guy where the guys are definitely held to, you know, a tough standard. You know, Eric, man, he loves the guys, you know what I mean, and they love him, and the guys love Coach Sturdivant as well. I think, you know, with Coach Godfrey, man, those guys were it was more of a like, man, this is my guy, this is my buddy, you know. And I think they're going to grow into that Coach Sturdivant, you know. It's going to take time that they really see this guy loves me, he cares about me just as much, you know what I mean.
I can see that totally.
You know, it's two totally different styles that I think are going to get great results either way.
One of my favorite things that Coach Sturdivant said when he was here, he said, you know, I'm not here to be their friend.
Yep.
I'm their coach. But, yep. But then he tells stories about guys that come back several years later, yep, and say, Coach, you're the one that told me the truth about this.
Yeah.
Nobody, yep, else would. You
and,
know?
And that's a real thing with most athletes. You know, it's like the guy who – it's even the same for myself. The guy who was the hardest on me is one of my best buddies now. You know what I mean? And yes, he was a coach. Even some of the stuff that I use with my brand, some of the quotes that I remember from him teaching me, not just as a football player, but as a man, yeah, you know, and his name is Reggie Perry, man. I go see Coach Perry. He's retired in Decatur, and go see him. Spoke at his retirement party. But he was the hardest on me, you
that's
know.
Awesome.
But I love him. And I think that's Joe's effect. You yeah know, he's tough. He demands the best from the guys, and you know it's different. Change is different for everybody, especially
absolutely
for teenage boys. You know,
sure,
but they'll get it. They'll
absolutely
get it.
No, that's great. That's great.
And it's one of the, you know, Joey knows, you know, my daughters all played top level soccer, but it's one of the last places I see where people are held accountable, and it didn't, yeah, you know, everybody get a trophy. When you get to that, you know, you want playing time, you got to,
yep,
earn it.
Yep.
You know, you on and off the field. And
yes,
I remember,
sir,
Coach Sturdivant said, you know, I'm looking at everything you're doing, not just what you're doing.
Between absolutely.
So I was very – Eric and him, both very,
yep,
two great guys. And I like how you said that, two different leadership styles, but
yep,
both very effective.
Very, very. It is.
Tell us just a little bit more about your family. Now,
yeah.
So you met your wife at New Mercy's.
Yep.
You got two boys.
Yep.
How did you become a Christian?
Yeah.
Before I guess that was before,
oh, man,
you met your wife.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. And she's glad about it.
Yeah.
She's no glad doubt about it. But you know, God is still working on all of us daily,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
You
oh,
know what
yeah
I mean? But yes, I mean, before I met my wife, before I came to New Mercy's, you know, I think we all had those periods in life where, you know, I knew who God was. I was raised in the church, I knew who he was. But he really wasn't a part of me, you know, and part of my life. And I think for most of us, and you know, not most of us, but some of us, it does take a life experience for us to see who God is in our life and who we need him to be. And that's really what happened to me while I was in college. Had a serious experience. Landed myself in a police station, you know, in an interrogation room, you know, about to lose my freedom for a very long time, you know. And really it was for something that I didn't do, you know?
Wow.
And you know, I tell people, you know, two of my worst fears are going to jail for something I didn't do and my kid getting something that I can't get him out of,
sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
And that's where I found myself. And man, I found myself in that police station and I had a moment to myself and it was a conversation with God. Mm-hmm. And I said, God, you get me out of this, you get me back home, I'm gonna give my life to you.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm gonna serve you forever.
Cool.
And I don't know how I got out of there. I still can't tell you guys to this day.
Mm.
But I found myself not having to ever go back in there again.
Wow.
You know.
Thank goodness.
That's powerful.
Man, I have you know, I've had, you know, it took me a very long time, even from that day, to really get serious about my relationship with him. But it was always the forefront. You know, it was always something that I still laid my hat on, you know. And so, but I now find myself, once I met my wife, I had a daughter before I met my wife. My daughter actually graduated from Parkview. She's a junior at Florida A&M University in the nursing program. Very proud of her. I still can't believe she's mine. She's mine because she has straight A's. She's had straight A's since she was a freshman at FAMU. I never had straight A's in my life.
You weren't the 4-0 guy.
Yeah, I was not. So I still question if she's mine, but no, that's my baby. Her name's Jahala.
All right.
Man, so I met my wife there at New Mercy's, working in the student ministries there. Back in it was about 2005, you know, some two other things that I said. I a lot of things I said I wasn't gonna do that I didn't do. I said I'd never date anybody that I work with or that I go to church with. those are two places I'm not dating women, and really it just happened. We just became really good friends.
That's awesome.
We became really good friends and it developed into a really good relationship. We have two boys, Lawrence III and Kaysen Williams, and my wife is Kenitra Williams. And she has an amazing family on her side that it really makes a big difference.
That's
you know?
So great.
That's when the, I don't really call them my in-laws, I call them my in-loves.
Yeah.
You know? And man, when they are great.
That's awesome.
Yep, yep.
So glad, man. Thanks for sharing all that with us. And so now let's get to your business.
Yep.
Because I think all that, like I was saying earlier, I think a lot of your my brand stuff correlates with what you do in life.
Yes.
And so give me your, I guess your the what you go about doing every day with that.
Yeah, really, man. My brand, just to kind of give you background, man, my brand was started while I was an educator. I was working in Fulton County Schools at a middle school. And when I first started at the school, I started in the in-school suspension room. I was the in-school suspension teacher. And that is where I saw God's gift in me. I never saw the true gift before that, but I saw that there was something that students who were always in trouble, somehow God led something out of me to help them where they didn't return. My brand was started, and it was really just a club at first. It was after school. I met with students who were being suspended or out of school suspension or had failing grades. And it went so well, the principal said, hey, we got to get this as an everyday class. So I became a health and PE teacher. I got certified, and she said if the students who we put in this class were going to allow it to count for their health grade. So they didn't have to take health. They came to the My Brand class. And developed some great relationships with the University of Georgia because those students were able to go. We went once a year. They would allow them to come to the football facilities, get a tour of the campus. That was kind of like their reward, you know. We were able to bring down the discipline rate about 30% in that school through the program. And finally found myself out of the education for a little while. My wife and I and my mom and sister and I, we opened up a trampoline park in Snellville called Gravity, indoor trampoline park straight down 78. And once COVID came, we of course had to close down like everyone else. And so we found ourselves in a situation where we had to close the business. And so I was sitting at home one day and just like, man, God, what am I going to do? And my wife said, you know what you're supposed to be doing. She said, my brand is in your heart. And it doesn't belong inside of the four walls of a school. It belongs in the world. And this January 1st of 2020, I believe it was, I came full force with it. And really, it's really about empowering and inspiring young people to see themselves as a brand. And if we really think about our large brands, you know, Nike, McDonald's, Starbucks, all of your large corporations, they function in a way where they respect who they are first, right? You know, you think about athletes who have sponsorships. You know, one of the first things we hear about when an athlete gets in trouble is they lose sponsorships, right? Because the company and the brand understands we can't have anybody attached to us that represents us that isn't doing anything that reflects who we are, you know? And I always help students understand if you can see yourself that way, you'll make different decisions. You know, if I see myself as a billion-dollar brand, I won't associate myself with people that are doing drugs, that are finding themselves in trouble. You know, I'm not going to make a decision that's going to negatively reflect who I say that I am and what I want to accomplish. And so that's really the foundation and crux of my brand. And I do it through speaking at schools, speaking to athletic programs at colleges. We just came out with an app where students and parents, athletes, they can subscribe to the app where there is weekly interaction with me, where I'm going through different things that they're going through and helping them to create solutions, you know, helping them to understand who they are, how to make better decisions, how to select better friends, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, how to attack my goals, you know, how do I get through adversity? All the things that even us as adults need sometimes, you know, because sometimes I'm giving a speech and I'm like, maybe I should take my own advice.
Yeah,
maybe.
Hey, if I had a dollar for every time this happens, I'd have a lot of dollars.
Hey, I do it while I'm preaching on a Sunday and while I'm speaking to a school on a Wednesday, man. I'm like, I walk out of there like, yeah, Lawrence, you might want to listen to yourself on that one.
My wife's called me on that before. She's like, there's a guy that I know that's on that sofa that says that. You maybe should listen to your own.
Exactly.
Right.
Got it. Exactly.
Check.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
When I was thinking about, you know, the guy, the general that wrote that book about make your bed every day. You know,
absolutely.
I was thinking about a lot of what you say in your My Brand deals and your videos and stuff. And I was like, man, that is such a powerful thing, because if you set a goal,
yeah,
and you do it,
yep,
and then you're there's, you know, there's something else you can do during that day.
Absolutely,
it just,
man.
It just kind of that came to my mind when I listened to what you were saying.
Absolutely, man.
So, what about youth today? As far as, I mean, we have so many distractions.
Oh yeah,
you know, I mean, phone being the one of them.
You
know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you see as some solutions to some of our youth issues today? And I know you've covered some of that already.
Oh yeah. I mean, to be very honest, I think one of the biggest distractions, not even just for students and mainly really students, but even humans period, is really social media. To be very honest, it's kind of a foundational distraction for mm-hmm. students. And one being because it's created a false sense of reality. You know, you go on social media and, right, I see a Ryan, I see a Joey, and I see their success. I see everything that they have right now. But what I didn't see is I didn't see all the sacrifices that you guys made to get here. I didn't see the failures that you had. I didn't see the bad days, right? I didn't see the hard times. I didn't see the struggles. I just saw the end result. And so a lot of students, man, they're on social media, and they have, you know, I know, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard, man, it has really ingrained a microwave mentality in the kids nowadays. You see so many kids quitting things,
oh, yeah.
giving up so easily because it's hard.
That's right.
You know, because it might take me several years. You know, I might not have that instant success, you know, and it's even something that I try to put in my kids and help my kids understand. It was a hard lesson that I had to learn, that things are not going to happen quickly. They may not, and they're probably not going to go the way that I plan for them to go. I have a plan. I have a great plan, but there are going to be some hiccups along the way. And what is my ability to maneuver through those situations going to look like? And I think, you know, social media, you know, it has its purpose. I think it's great for connecting, you know, it's great for keeping up with people we don't get to see all the time, you know, but man, one of the distractions it creates, man, is the ability to persevere, the ability to really pursue what we want. It has really created a barrier for that.
And, you know, the human touch, I was just thinking, just doing what we're doing right now. I had a guest earlier who's my cousin, but we haven't even seen each other, but just gave him a hug.
Oh, man.
You can't virtually do, can't replicate. Man. We're made, you know, God's image to be humans.
Yes.
And I find, I would say this, the younger generation, this is my thoughts, younger generation, if they're interested in something like TikToks, whatever, they can spend hours on it.
Oh, man,
So the question is, like football practice, how do we get them dialed in?
Oh, yeah.
But there's no shortcut. Like you said, you don't know the story behind the story.
Yep.
And that's what I see Joey and Coach Lawrence right now with going on is everybody says, here's where you are. They see the highlight reel and the low light reel.
Absolutely.
Pray for my grandmother. Yes. Hey, I just got a new job. They don't say, I just spilled water on my shirt.
Exactly.
I mean, no one's posting that. And you know, that's most of life.
Exactly.
Yeah, here's my water. It's almost halfway open. You want to take a picture of this?
Yep.
I mean, it's really not that exciting.
But yep.
That's what the kids are seeing. And they've seen that in their brains since they've been born. This
absolutely
generation. Scary. Love
absolutely,
it.
Man.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, it made me think about Coach Prime when you're talking about this, because I was talking to somebody that knew him in college, and they're like, you know, he created an image.
Oh, absolutely,
he did.
Of who he was.
But he also said, you know, he never went out and partied. He was working all the time to get better.
Yes,
at football.
Indeed.
And I think to myself, kids don't know
that. They don't know that, man.
You know,
they don't know it.
And you know, again, and I love what he talks about now, because he's a believer.
Yes, indeed.
But, you know.
But he hit rock bottom. Yeah. He hit rock bottom to get there.
Listen, that's the truth. That is the truth.
You know, I was watching a video that I knew it. But when you see how he goes, you can have all the women. You can have all the houses.
Yep.
You which one that you going? He had it all.
He
was unhappy and miserable.
Yep.
And then.
Yep.
Turned his life over.
Absolutely.
Pretty interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I mean, to me, those two examples came to mind, because I was like, you set those goals, but it takes a long time to get
there.
It does,
and
we are a microwave generation.
We are.
Nothing more profound than saying that today.
Yep. We're so putting it on 2 minutes, 2 weeks,
two
days. And when that buzzer goes off, I better be where I want to be.
Well, you guys remember growing up, there was a drive-in window. But now these kids grew up, they just push an app to have deliver
absolutely.
A McDonald's to them. Why get that out if you can just have it? And I'm not saying all kids, but I'm saying if it's just push a button, it's so easy that that's not how life works.
Man, listen, I talked to a group of students not too long ago, and I said, sometimes you got to put your goals in the crock pot. Sometimes it's got to sit for a little while.
Absolutely.
You know? And it's got to get primed right, you know. So I mean, it's especially if you like good food, you know. If you like good food, you're gonna put it in the crock pot in the oven for a little while. Yeah, you know? Exactly. Microwave's a little rubbery.
Definitely. The verse "Be still and know that I'm God" kind of comes to mind. But I also think to myself, you know, it's so hard for them to understand. But and as a coach, I know you see it on the field. But you know, they think they're going to be an instant hero.
I mean, you do see it because I mean, you see a lot of good, talented teams or a lot of talented kids. You know, if they get down in a game, you know, I saw it this past Friday. You know, you get down, I mean, the spirit goes away. Yep. You know, we're probably where we grew up in our era. I mean, you're down. We're in a fight.
Right.
And we're going to fight back. That's what we're going to do right now. You know, yeah, they have more points than us right now, but we're going to be in the game. Whereas now, the moment they go up, oh, man.
It's like it's over. Yeah. Everybody's head's hanging low. Yep. You know, I see this. I've done some announcing there. I was doing part of you soccer over the years, and I watch it.
Yep.
Goal goes in, so everybody's head's down. Yep. Like, and I want to be like, put your head up.
Exactly.
It's like you got, you know, in soccer, you got 88 minutes over. To go. But
yeah.
You could just see body language. Yep. I'm like, you look defeated. Yep. And we've not even, yep. I know what you're saying.
And that's the way they approach life many times, you know. Mm. Yes, indeed.
So give us some successful you stories that you've had. And you mentioned your friend that went to Georgia.
Quincy Carter.
Quincy Carter.
Yeah, man. Yes,
I specifically remember him playing for Georgia. He was a great player. But give me some youth that you've trained up.
Oh, man. There's one particular young man happens to have my same last name, and when he was he went to Brookwood High School actually, and I remember picking him up a lot of days from his home, and because his mom and stepdad would call me and say, you got to come get him, you know, and I would just take him for a ride, and we would have some talks, and he had some tough days, you know, had a really strained relationship with his father. And I'm glad to say they have a great relationship today. As he is a grown man with a wife, with three beautiful kids, and he also owns his own accounting firm that is extremely successful here in Atlanta. I mean, extremely successful.
That's awesome.
And we text often. And recently he texted me about a conversation. It was a few weeks ago that he remembered me having with him, picking him up one day.
Wow.
And he played football at Brookwood, and he said, man, when you were talking to me about it, he said, I didn't see the reality in what you were saying, but I see it right now. And he, you know, I never will take credit for a kid's success. You know, and him telling me he is where he is because of that relationship that we had, it means a lot. And I tell people all the time, that's really why I love coaching. You know, I have players that I've coached a long time ago that are playing in NFL now. But it's really the guys that are great husbands right now.
Sure.
The guys that the young ladies who are entrepreneurs right now, who are great, you know, whatever field that they're doing, when I see that they're great human beings, like those are the great stories for me. That's when I'm seeing really what God is doing in me. Don't want to cry about it, but you know, that's really, those are the wins for me. Mm. You know, that's where I get to see the wins. When I get the text message, hey coach, I just want to let you know I just did this, or hey, can you come to my wedding? Mm. You know, being invited to a kid's wedding that you knew when they were 7 years old,
that's awesome.
Man, that's pretty big.
That's a legacy, you know, man.
Man, I mean,
that's who you're making a huge difference for generations beyond you. That's awesome.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed. It gives me life, man. It gives me life.
That is so great. Yep. I mean, I just think about that's what it's all about there.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
you know,
indeed.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Man, it doesn't. It doesn't, man.
Because all the money in the world is not worth what you're talking about.
I mean, no, it's just really not at all. Not at all.
Good stuff. What about your son? Tell us a little bit about him, because you said ninth grade.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and you're coaching that team.
Yeah, I coached in ninth grade and then on varsity as well. And it was a joy coaching him. I've actually, the guys that he plays with on that ninth grade team, I've been their coach since they were seven.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And that was, it's
watch
been,
him grow up.
Man, it's been great watching those guys. And, man, to be honest, that particular class is going to be one of those classes at Parkview.
Yeah.
Like that 2020 class where we had Cody Brown.
Cody Brown. That was my middle daughter's age.
And this class here, this 24 class, that 20, remember you guys heard it here first, that 27 class.
They're good.
Boy,
That's awesome. Yeah, stay tuned, folks.
Talented. Yeah.
Well, what to me, what's so exciting about that? Because we've talked a lot about this in our show is like the feeder program.
Yeah, it's special.
And we're always concerned. Hey, is that going to continue to mm-hmm. last? You know. Yep. But putting people like yourself putting time yep. into those guys is what
absolutely.
It's all about.
Absolutely. No, he's in my son Lawrence. We call him L3. He's a great kid. Great spirited kid. He just recently had a situation that was. You know, really unfortunate that kind of set him down for a while. So, but I told him, you know, it's going to build him up mentally, spiritually, more than he probably can imagine right now. I mean, we got a great village around us that has been very supportive. The Parkview family, the New Mercies family, just everybody around our family and friends. They've been coming to see him while he's home because he's having to do virtual school right now. And so the injury that he had, man, was pretty tough. But I told him the other day, yesterday was his birthday, and I said, man, watching you go through this experience, it has made me so much more proud of you than any other touchdown you could score, any tackle or interception that you will ever make. Watching you mature through this has made me a proud dad, man. And
that's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, he's a special kid, and our son, Kaysen, he is the firecracker. So he's a special one as well, man.
And
yes,
he's nine.
Yep, okay. He's 9 years old. Yep.
Fantastic. Yep. Wow. Yeah. So and how about that little group of guys?
Yeah. They're pretty special. His baseball group is pretty special. He plays with Chan's feeder program, Meridian.
Okay,
and,
great.
And that baseball group is actually really, really good. They're cool. That crew is good. Chan has created a special thing that is going to be long lasting, probably beyond his time.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's created such a great foundation that man, that's Parkview baseball is going to live beyond probably any of us right now.
I just love hearing those legacy stories. Yep. That's really good stuff. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Just one more last question I want to just ask you about. Like, how do we get into the youth's heads that, hey, mental, physical, and spiritual is important?
Yeah.
You know, what are your – give me some of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that we have to make sure that we connect with all of it is that all of it pertains to all of our lives. It's relatable to all of us. You know, there are two things that I think really prevent young people from fully grasping it, and one is the fear of failure, and then two is the ability to maneuver through adversity. You know, think about somebody's faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And for a lot of kids, if I can't see it, I can't touch it,
right,
if it's not right in front of me right now, it's not real. And so, you know, being able to not fear failure, to go after something, to do something that probably nobody else has ever done. You know, your family makeup, you know, you might be the first getting ready to go to college. You know, you might be the first to graduate high school. You know, you might be somebody who didn't grow up with a dad in your home or didn't grow up with any parents. You know, you moved around in foster family. You know, so the unthinkable a lot of times becomes unreal because there's fear. You know, there's fear that I'm going to mess up. There's fear that things are going to go wrong. And the thing that I really hope and want students to understand is that, you know, failure is really just it's an opportunity for us to see who we are and what we're made of. That's what failure is, because it's going to happen to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
And what are you going to do with failure? Right. What are you going to do with adversity? Coach Reggie Perry, the guy I told you about that drove my behind every day in practice, but is one of my buddies now. He told me something in the middle of a football game that I've never forgotten that has really helped me be the man that I am today. He told me in the middle of a game that we were losing. He said, adversity introduces a man to himself. Mm. And he said, right now, Lawrence Williams, you're faced with some adversity. So who are you really? And what are you about to do about it? And when students can really grasp that thought and really grasp that concept, they will go after things fearlessly.
Yes.
When they see that failure is just a moment, it's only for a moment, right? It's just for a little while. And it's only a moment for me to see who I am. And the same thing with every piece of adversity. It's going to introduce us to ourselves. Everybody's good when everything's going great.
Oh, yeah.
Right. The real you doesn't really show up until things go wrong. nobody sees the real you until things are broken down.
And going back to your son, I think, you know, he sees the adversity and having that injury, yes, right? And it's taken a little bit of time to get, yep, better. But almost every single good athlete is going to go through,
oh,
something,
man,
like,
yes,
that, you know?
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
so they're going to be sitting on the sidelines, yep, going, why am I not out there playing, you know?
But I would, yep, say even sports, why I love sports so much is such an analogy for life. When I was finished my doctoral dissertation last year, it required a digging of deep,
yes,
that I didn't even, yes, know I had. I didn't, man, know I could go any deeper. I was, yes, alone. I was by yourself, and no one could do it for you.
Yep.
And that's when you have to look at those times and go, man, how bad do I want it?
Yes, sir. Because,
I mean, you're at it. You don't have anything left in the tank.
Yep.
So, you know, it's that fourth quarter of a football, yes, game. Sir. And I can't remember if it was UGA or somebody in the locker room the other day, or Alabama maybe it was, and they went in halftime, and the speech was, what do you want the outcome to be?
Yeah.
Was it Saban?
Yeah.
What do you want the outcome to be? And that was the response in the second half.
Yes, sir.
That's what I love, going, you look yourself in the mirror. It's like, yep, Friday Night Lights. I get, yep, pumped up. See, Coach Lawrence and I could do – I mean, I love,
yeah,
the –
yeah, buddy.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry. Buddy. I keep forgetting, not my show. But he's got me pumped up, folks. He's got,
man,
me pumped up.
Hey,
you
got to
get Coach
stuff,
Lawrence out,
man,
your new event. You got to get, yeah, him out there. You got to,
yes,
get him,
sir,
out there.
Yes, no, sir.
Hey,
yes,
always, sir. Hey, I always appreciate you being here, Ryan. And we want to go to www.mybrand.org.
Right? It's mybrand.org.
Yep. Or mybrand.org.
Yep. It's,
okay,
it's mybrand.org.
Oh, it's mybrand.org.
Yep.
Okay,
yep,
gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, I want to,
yep,
make sure
you can go
right
there to – actually, we you can get the app. The app is definitely something for parents to get for their child. I mean, it's man, it has done some wonders that I'm definitely proud of
awesome,
right now, you know. But you can also – you can book me through the website. If you want me to come speak at your school, to your youth group, to your athletic program. I had several schools had me come speak to their teachers before the start of the school year, which was really good.
That's awesome.
I think if we can definitely empower teachers, because they need it, man. They need some encouragement, because they have a tough job.
You
know? No doubt,
so,
man.
And then the last thing is you can also shop there. And I brought both of you guys. And I'll have to bring you something back, Francis. You know, but I have something here from our website, some new shirts that we have that I would definitely want to give to both of you guys.
Thank you so much,
man. So very, definitely, you know, definitely make sure you guys check out itsmybrand.org. You guys can also pick up some apparel there, my
absolutely
brand apparel, man.
You get a shot of this out, and y'all got Facebook and Instagram, so,
yep,
people could connect my brand one,
yep,
on both of,
yep,
them.
Yep. So yes, indeed.
He's got me. I want to go run through that wall, Francis, right now. I'm pretty pumped. I'm pumped.
Man,
let's
I love it, man. I love it.
All right. I'm pumped.
Yes,
no,
sir.
That was so kind of you to bring
now
us.
I got
to
go to the dentist.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be pumped there. I don't like the dentist.
Yes, sir.
Well, Lawrence, Coach Lawrence, well, thank you so much for coming in. I really enjoyed talking to you.
No, my
and
pleasure.
And you are one of our heroes in the community.
Yes,
so,
man.
Thank
you,
guys.
Absolutely. Keep
thanks
going.
For
thank
doing.
Y'all.
Thanks
thank
for
y'all
doing what you're doing. And thanks, everybody, to tuning in to another Ordinary Joe's Town Talk with Joey Chapman. I mean, we're at the End Results Radio Network inside the Perimeter Roofing Studio from Country Inn & Suites by Radisson and Snow Mountain. Y'all have a blessed day.